Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for The Bigger Picture.
Yes, Ryan, we understand you have a new word to teach us. Apparently there's a word of the day.
The word of the day is rotation.
Why
and
so?
It's actually the word for the second day in a row.
Oh, why so? Explain.
So this was really pushed or sparked by the Monday news or late Monday that we have a vaccine, at least progress in the vaccine, 90% effective from Pfizer. So you've got a lot of investors moving away from stay-home stocks and technology stocks into value stocks. So this is playing out, and this is going to be interesting because overnight, we also had news from China about an antitrust clampdown. So that could put even more pressure on technology names.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got Amazon. They're suffering a clampdown in the European Union too.
That is right. And of course, what's happening in the US as well is quite reflective. You've got the antitrust scrutiny against Google. So all that in play. Let's get a bigger picture of Suresh Tantia. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Credit Suisse. Morning, Suresh. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good as well. Hey, Suresh, so walk us through what's been happening in the past 2 days, right? You've got a good news around a vaccine. Typically, it takes years of research and testing, but that time frame to get it on market has been compressed. There have been some concerns rising now that maybe markets have been pricing in too much optimism. Do you think markets are getting ahead of themselves and making too many assumptions right now?
I think certainly the vaccine availability will take some time. I think it's going to ramp up only in the second half of next year. But as you know, investors always price in ahead of the eventual outcome of the event. And that's what we are seeing in the market today. Because some of these cyclical sectors, financials, energies stocks, or tourism stocks, they have been beaten down so much that investors are buying those stocks in anticipation that vaccine would eventually be available sometime next year. So yes, we are seeing a very strong move, but I don't think it's entirely speculative. Somewhat it's also based on the expectations that vaccine would be available next year.
Yeah, Suresh, what's worth noting is the technology giants and the stay-home stocks were sold off. So I'm just wondering, is that overdone? Are there still fundamentals there for people to think about buying on the dips for this sector?
Yeah, I think in the short term, you could see some more pressure on tech stocks as investors are rotating into cyclical names. But end of the day, you still want to buy the dip in tech stocks because the outlook for the sector is still very strong. These companies have been delivering very strong growth year after year. We have all these new technology, 5G, cloud computing, which will continue to support the growth of these companies. So end of the day, I think investors should buy that dip. It might be too early, maybe a few weeks down the line, once the dust settles, those stocks might be available at a cheaper valuation.
Yeah, Suresh, talking about the outlook for tech stocks, what's also shaking up the world of tech is what's happening in China, an antitrust clampdown. So they are getting a bit more worried about the risks of monopolies by the likes of Alibaba and Tencent. So they're thinking about having a framework to guard against colluding of sharing sensitive consumer data, alliances that could squeeze out smaller rivals, and even the practice of subsidizing services below cost to cut out the competition. So with that in mind and playing out in the form of potential regulations, tighter regulations for Chinese tech, how much pressure do you think this will be on the sector? And what's your takeaway from what's happening in China right now?
I think it will have only very short-term impact. Investors are using this as an excuse to book profit on some of the names because if you look at the Chinese tech stocks, they are up 60% year-to-date. So because of this news flow, we are seeing profit booking taking place in the Chinese tech names. But end of the day, again, I think investors should be looking to buy those names because what's not going to change is their earnings growth and their fundamental. These companies will still continue to deliver 20% plus earnings growth for the next few years because of the secular growth opportunity. So as an investor, I think one should look to buy those stocks on dip.
Yeah, what's also interesting is today is Singles Day, a major shopping event. And by the early signs, we are seeing a lot of appetite for spending, and some stats are pointing that we will get a new record set this year. Suresh, what does this tell you about the state of the economy right now? And is this going to be bad news for traditional retail players down the road when you have such a huge, I guess, trend emerging of people just wanting to move their shopping online?
I think this is a good news for the economy as such, because people have a lot of savings as they have not been traveling and not being going out for other experiences. So certainly everybody, I'm sure, has a wish list of things to buy. I did have one and executed that last night. So I think the companies will deliver very strong growth on this single day. They have been breaking all the records year after year. So again, I think this is a good sign for the economy, but bad sign for traditional retailers, because all the shopping is moving online. So e-commerce stocks, they will benefit at the expense of traditional retail players.
Yeah, and Suresh, just to wrap things up, we've been talking about rotation. What about rotation away from US markets? Because you've got a backdrop of a weakening US dollar, and as well as contrasting fortunes in managing COVID-19. Are you seeing signs of international investors moving away from US markets to maybe closer to home?
We are seeing a rotation from US and European markets to Asia. In fact, the Asian markets have been the best performing market this year, simply because Asia was the first one to go into the crisis and the first one to come out of it. We don't have a second wave of virus in Asia, and that has allowed the regional economies to recover. Earnings have also been more resilient in this part of the world. So recently, we have seen flows coming back to Asia, specifically China, Korea, Taiwan. These markets are seeing very strong inflows. And I do expect the Asian markets to outperform global markets going forward.
All right. Asian markets could outperform. So something to look out for in the quarters to come. We've been chatting with Suresh Tantia. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Credit Suisse. Suresh, thank you so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to having you back on again.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.